T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who are these ladies, and why is this such a big deal today, Bill?
Well, Christina Cook is a veteran of 3 previous spacewalks. This is number 4. And Jessica Meir is making her very first spacewalk. I think it's a big deal symbolically for NASA because it's the first time 2 women have gone out by themselves in the 54 years it's been since cosmonaut Alexei Leonov carried out the very first spacewalk back in 1965. Now, like I said, Christina Cook has carried out 4 spacewalks. Meir is the 15th woman to walk in space, so that in and of itself isn't unusual, but pairing them up for an all-female spacewalk is. And I think it's something we'll see more of in the future as we have, you know, more than one woman on board the station at a time and work to be done. So if they're there and if they've had the training, they're going to go out the hatch. So it's a good milestone for NASA to get behind them on the way to their new program to go back to the moon.
Bill, why have we not seen an all-female spacewalk until now?
I think there's a couple of reasons this hasn't happened earlier. Well, one of the biggest is you've got to have 2 women on board the space station at the same time who both happen to be trained for spacewalks. In the past, you've had shuttle crews do spacewalks. Certainly, men and women have done spacewalks on both the shuttle and the station. But again, having 2 women there at the same time, both trained to go carry this out, that's obviously a requirement, and that doesn't happen all that often. But it could have happened before. You know, NASA tried to do this earlier this year, and they had a problem with the sizing of the spacesuits. They've gotten that worked out. So I would expect to see this again down the road. I don't think it's going to be such an unusual occurrence as the program goes on.
I know NASA has done more than 400 of these spacewalks over the years, you know, but I think we just kind of take this for granted. They go out the hatch, they go out into space, do their business, and come back. How complicated are these things, Bill, even after 54 years of doing them?
Well, they're very complicated in the sense that it is a very unforgiving environment. You know, when you walk out of that, when you float out of that space station airlock, you're in a vacuum. You have temperature swings of 250 degrees above and below zero every orbit. If you get disconnected, cut your suit, get hit by a piece of micrometeoroid or something like that, it's an extremely dangerous thing. You know, as you said, we're so used to it. We watch this video and don't think about it. It looks so slow and sedate. But, you know, they are moving just as fast as the station. They are out there in their spacesuits moving at more than 17,000 miles an hour. You know, that's more than 80 football fields a second, if you think about it. That is an inherently dangerous environment, and so they put an enormous amount of training into it to make sure when they do go out and accept that risk that they get the job done. And so, you know, so far that has been the case with this spacewalk. They've been clicking right through of no problems at all. But again, you can't ever lose sight of the fact that this is a dangerous thing to do.
And what's the task today, Bill? Is this a battery replacement project?
NASA was in the process of replacing batteries in the solar array system of the station. You know, they got to have batteries so that they have power when they're in Earth's shadow and the sun can't hit those arrays. And then when they come around in sunlight, that same solar power recharges those batteries. They were installing these new batteries that are more efficient, more powerful, when one of the controllers in that circuit failed. This is the device that actually controls how the batteries are charged and discharged. So when that failure occurred, it took one of the new batteries offline. That means they're losing somewhere between 4 and 5 kilowatts of power. They want to get it fixed, and that's what they're doing today. They're replacing this faulty controller. They had a similar failure last year. So one of the things they need to make sure, since they've had 2 of these fail kind of close together, they want to make sure there's not a generic problem going on. So the rest of these battery-installed spacewalks are on hold until they get this resolved.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.